Okay, great. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Conlin Center, Stuart Horn with you. Tonight, as Notre Dame is in the house, at the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. We have the starting lineups for both teams. For Notre Dame, Dana Moore under head coach Mike Rutter. He'll be sending out number one, Natalie Sea, the 5'7" junior out of Morro Bay, California. Number 33 is Jamie Hironaka, 5'5" senior out of Sacramento. Lindsey Foster, number 22, is a 5'10" sophomore out of Gilroy, California. And Pilar Mullins, number 25, a 6'1" senior out of Millbrae. And at center for head coach Rutter, he'll be sending out number 50, Emily Vore, a 6' senior out of San Bernardino. Notre Dame, a 2-6 in conference. The Penguins are 1-6 in conference under head coach Brianna Chambers. And Coach Chambers sending out number one, Stephanie Carnes, a 5'1" junior out of Fremont. Carnes with a tremendous campaign so far. Out of Chino is the 5'6" sophomore, Kayla Valentine, wearing number four. Out of Sacramento, Kimi Nakamura is number 24. She's a 5'6" junior. Went to Kennedy High School down on the south side. Rotorua, New Zealand native, Taki Takoi, number 25, is a 5'9" senior. And if you're familiar with DU basketball, you have heard Taki Takoi's name plenty of times. The team captain is Takoi. Lauren Hyatt is number 34. She's a 6'2" freshman out of Oak Hills, California. And Hyatt has had a tremendous impression on the team this year. So far, Stuart Horn with you. We'll have Brian Sanchez in a bit. Hunter Hornstein alongside. Also, wanted to let you know that this broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine. We are about ready for live basketball action from the Conlin Center. Welcoming in Marin Cable, Scott Calhoun and his crew, including Hunter Hornstein, one of the Communications Department guys here, along with Carol Rosada. She's in the house running the cameras as usual.
You set me up a mic, then you can mess with these things.
Yeah. We're ready in the middle. Pilar and the Mullins in the middle for Notre Dame, and Hyatt in the middle for the Penguins. Tipped out. Hyatt gets the tip out, but Notre Dame ends up with the ball. Janie Hironaka has it, stripped away for an instant by Stephanie Carnes. But back over to Hironaka's hands. Right side gets it over to Sea. On the way, three ball, air ball to open things up off the fingertips of Lindsey Foster. Penguins with the ball. Right side, Steph Carnes now. Dribble drive. Now she backs back out. Right side of the circles. Left side over to Kayla with 19 and a half to go. No score. Only one shot so far, which was a gigantic air ball chucked up by the Argonauts. And Nakamura runs one in left side with a backhanded left side runner. 19-14 to go. Unplug one. Ah, okay. With 19:03 to go, and the Argonauts answer. So it's two up, fans. Are those guys getting a signal up there?
Yeah.
Okay. So with 18:47 to go, fans, just ironing a few things out here on Media Row. Talkie, left corner. Top of the key to Kimmy. Kimmy with a stutter step, moves, jukes, 360, back outside, Carnes, three ball on the way. Yes. Looking pretty good there. Out of Carnes, 5-2 Penguins. Penguins on defense now. NDNU attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Shot, the big hook shot on goal from very close range out of Pilar Mullins does not go. 5-2, Penguins on top. Oh no, Kimmy let it go after the shot was missed, thinking it was gonna go out of bounds, but instead, Janie Hironaka just stripped it away at the end line. Now it's stripped it back by Kimi Nakamura. Left side, Nakamura, 2-on-1, being screamed at by the coach to go, 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 and push it. Left side, here's Kayla, a little bit short. Rebound, Mullins, slows it down. 17:44 to go. Left side with the runner, no whistle. And the Penguins are back on defense. Hyatt's got it now under the bucket. Hyatt, shot on goal left side, no. From the left elbow, missed it a little bit left, couldn't get that one to fall. 17-22 to go, fans. Now NDNU on offense, bringing it back up. 5-2 Penguins, 17-16 to go in the first half of tonight's NC2A doubleheader against the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore, out of Belmont. Taki reaches in, almost breaks up the play. Now the runner from the right side, Emily Vore, yes. Vore just powers her way in there, 5-4, Penguins on top. 17 minutes to go, fans, in the first half of this one. From the Conlin Center, Kimmy's got it. Left side, Steph. Now the runner by Taki is a little bit short. It dribbles across to the other side of the hoop and bounces out. 16:39 to go. Penguins on top by one after the big three ball. That they were able to chuck up there early, but since, see, about 18 minutes of play, the Penguins have not scored. Nobody scored, in fact. Well, 5-4. NDNU did throw up the deuce. But now 16:27 to go in the first half, fans. Penguins up by one. Valentine's got it on the right wing. Playing some catch now all over the place. Yamauchi with the big three balls a little bit short. Yamauchi misses short and went out off the end line. John Crystal's in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Always happy to see JC. Goes out of bounds. And with 16:10, the clock rolls. Carnes gets ready to re-enter the game. NDNU on offense now. I'm not sure what Carnes is doing. She's pulling the scrunchie out of the hair. So maybe she's not going to come back in. She was just kind of getting ready for the next time she does play. NDNU now on offense. Indoors to Vore. Outside right wing. Hiranaka three ball no. Taken back down with a nice finger roll by Pilar Mullins is good. It is now 6-5 for the first time tonight. Notre Dame leads. Penguins open strong. Wise is in there now. She gives up a big long deuce. And that one's no good. But the putback by Taki is good. 7-6 fans. So she picks up the rebound. Knocks it down. Timeout called. Notre Dame. We're back in 30 seconds. Radio.dominican.edu. Back underway, fans. 15:07 to go. Shot on goal from the left side. Argonauts score again. And Foster knocks down a deuce from the left wing at 12 feet, 8-7. Penguins trail by one now. It's back and forth, back and forth. Kayla Valentine's got it top of the key. She goes over to the right side to Nakamura. Nakamura dribbles and drifts left. In between the circles as Jasmine Green picks up the loose ball. Valentine three ball straight away. Holy cow! Valentine knocks down a gigantic tray ball from 19 and a half. Very near the, no, she was outside of it, 19-9. She must have been at 20 and a half. 14 and a half to go, fans. 10-8 Penguins from the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. And a big steal after Wise gets in the way of it. Taken away by Valentine. Kimmy's got it, top of the key. Here comes Wise after the big three ball. She walks with it, no. She scores the deuce and gets the basket. Valentine is credited with the deuce and she'll go to the line. 12-8 Penguins with an opportunity for Kayla Valentine to put the Penguins up by one. 14-12 to go as Valentine steps to the line. That three ball by Valentine was so sweet, as was this free throw. 13-8. It's the greatest margin by either squad tonight. Penguins now on defense. Notre Dame working the ball around the outside very nicely. Good ball control by Saya. She drives in, slams into Wise, and picks up the offensive charging foul. Saya. Wise had come set. Now we have a media timeout. And Brian and I will be back shortly. You're listening to NC2A Basketball, radio.dominican.edu. see if you can get me some level. I got nothing right now. Here we go. Now we're going. Now we're back on the air, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu, and the long three ball to open up from Kimi Nakamura with 13:39. Wow, what a play from Wise to get it to Nakamura at the top of the key. Kimi knocks down the tray ball, and that was gigantic. Penguins on defense now, 13:26. Clock rolls, foul called after the two ball by Lindsey Foster goes down. Foul is committed. Yeah, the basket went in. As the referee now has to. Gonna have to talk to one another. The bucket went down. They said she was gonna get two. You can't, it's either one or the other. Okay, so she's just gonna get one now. So Foster will get a chance to shoot one now. Foster fires. Keep an eye on this, please. She misses the freebie. 16-10 Penguins, 13-20 to go. As the clock rolls, three ball by Kayla is waved off. And the turnover will go to NDNU. I look to Dave Albee for the indication of why they gave the ball to Notre Dame. Any idea? No. 13-11. 16-10. Ah, okay, very good. Thank you, Mr. Albee. Apparently, Kayla stepped out of bounds, stepped on the line. 13 minutes exactly. That's right. And the shot goes up for two by Pilar Mullins. And the Penguins' lead is down to four now. So Notre Dame made the most of that, turning it around. Kayla drives in left side. Uh-oh, has it stripped away by Saya. She takes it on two-on-one. And brings it up the right side, very soft side over there, as the Penguins get ready to sub in four freshies. Saya's got it top of the key between the circles. 12:28 to go, Penguins by four. Saya, right side to Vore. Vore heaves it across the court. Back over to Saya, think of three. Uh-oh. Baseline, they work it down low. Left side, Mullins, no. Shot on goal into the hands of Green. 12:12 to go. And the Penguins outside, here goes Kayla for three. Oh, she missed it left from the left corner. So it was perfectly, the distance was perfect. But the direction was just slightly left and it bounced out. NDNU with the rebound. Foster, left side. Being guarded now very closely by Nakamura. To Hiranaka, outside the corner. Penguins playing some big time defense. Now they get it indoors to Vore. Vore rattles it in there. And can't get it to fall. 16-12 Penguins on the turnaround. Left side, Kayla. 360 spinner. Oh, Valentine knocks it down. That was so huge. Valentine, the great play. Penguins by six. 11.5 to go, fans. Saya has got it. She brings it up left side, takes it herself. Kick out at the last second. Dump with a very fast pass to Foster down low. From Foster, I should say, to Mullins. Mullins missed it to Vore. Gets her own rebound. Mullins again off the glass. No. Wise with a rebound. 11:07 to go. Left side. Nakamura. Nakamura. Left side. Kayla again. Three ball. No. This one's short. Last one's left. This one's short. And Saya's got it. Don't worry about it at the break. Don't worry. No worries. We're okay. 10:52 to go, fans. Penguins by six. Vore's got it. And with 10:39 to go, it looks like one of the Penguins hit the floor. That's Melissa Wise.
Tell them we don't want the media this time because of the problems.
10:39 to go, and there is a timeout. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. We're back in 30 seconds. Big time for mistakes. 18 up, 10:05 to go. First time in a while the Penguins have been tied. Leaning is Takoy. She kicks it out. Natalie Bentz, three ball. Yes, that's good. Pardon me, that's Ariana Flynn, not Bentz. Flynn, who, enjoying her first year with the Penguins, having a great campaign, really become a great three ball shooter. And she shows why right there, 19:42 to go. Dump off, other end by two Foster, and she wants one. Argonauts with a turnover. The Penguins get it back. 9:37 to go. Nakamura's back in the game. So Ariana Flynn came in for just a moment, buries a big tray ball, and she's now out for a word with the coach. And the coach wants to hand in some sort of a play. 21-18 with 9:29 to go. 360 spinner by Carnes, and she found her way right into the lane. Holy cow, that was gigantic as Carnes converts a deuce from close range. So Flynn will get ready to re-enter the game as the Penguins are back up by five. Very quickly, Vore with the ball on the left wing. Saya's got it. Now they go left side. Kick back out to Saya. Three ball on the way. Left wing. Air ball. Out off the end line. Notre Dame has two wins in conference, while the Penguins have one. On paper, these teams are very close, in fact. 9:03 to go, fans. The clock rolls. 23-18. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at DU as the low bounce pass to Taki Takoya is waved off after the basket goes. Flynn found Taki under the bucket. But there was some sort of a problem there. And now the jumper. Penguins tip it out of bounds and they're going to give it back the way of Notre Dame. Has a loose ball tip around under the bucket. Just put some headphones on and listen to the buzz that's happening right now. 23-18, it's brand new. 18-44, fans. Carnes playing some big-time defense, as she has done all season long. Carnes has been playing 6'5", when she really only stands 5'1". Under the bucket now. Jennifer Jasper, the 6'1" junior out of San Jose, has come in. Now they get it down low. Jasper goes top of the key to Lindsay Foster, and they get it to Notre Dame as they, the Penguins walk with it as Notre Dame scores the deuce. They get it right back as Emily Vore scored that deuce. So now it's 23-20 with 8:13 to go in the first half. Both teams have committed three fouls. Inbounds Notre Dame. They bring it up with no backcourt pressure. Ariana Flynn playing some pretty good defense over to the left wing. Now they bring it down to the corner. They get it to Vore down low. Just score the deuce. Now Jasper. Off the glass. Oh, it rolls off the front of the rim. Somehow Jasper missed that. And that is her go-to shot. 23-20. Kayla, left side. Saya with a rebound. 7:46 to go now, fans. Reaching in. Ariana Flynn will pick one up. I believe that's her first. We'll check it out. Media timeout. With 7:44 to go. We're working on it here, fans. Otherwise, a pretty clean broadcast. Radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, 7:44 to go. At the end of this timeout, 23-20. So far, it's been a back and forth, fast-paced game. So far, though, for Notre Dame, Saya's been doing some pretty solid work. Playing the point. Working the ball around. Now with Jennifer Jasper. That's made a big difference down low. She's back in there with Boris. So Jasper. Yeah, with 6-1 and Boris with 6-4. Both of those are the same. Three ball goes off by Lindsay Foster next. I don't know what all this is. Flynn gets the pass from Takoy and knocks it down. That's all line noise, dude. Penguins now on defense. They work it around to Vore. Vore goes into the corner. Down low, Kathleen De La Cruz. It's knocked back. De La Cruz, a 5'6" senior out of San Jose, slid backward. On her back toward the grandstands, right in front of the DU cheerleaders.
De La Cruz at the free throw line.
She'll get two from the line now. There's 7:10 to go. Penguins by five. 25-20. De La Cruz now to the line. De La Cruz on the line. She toes the line and she rattles it around. It comes out. Penguins with a break there. This one goes down perfectly. And Notre Dame is going to bring in 15, Lauren Ward, a 5'11" sophomore out of Half Moon Bay. Ward's got the left knee all braced up. And since De La Cruz was fouled in the act of a three-point play, or three-point shot, I should say, she gets... So she takes that third one and makes it. So she gets two out of the three to fall. As Sarah Nelson gets ready to enter for the Penguins. 360 spinner by Taki on the left elbow, no. Check it, right elbow, no. In fact, it's an air ball taken down by Kayla. Ends up in the hands of Hyatt. Hyatt hits the deck. Penguins took two close range shots. Neither one of them came close to the rim. Penguins still lead by three, 6:53 to go, fans, as Hyatt will go to the line. Hyatt's kind of holding the lower back there like she got nailed. Here's the shot by Hyatt, is missed a little bit deep. In fact, it's very deep. 25-22 at 6:53 to go. Five team fouls committed by the Penguins, four by the Argos. Hyatt on the way. Good. So she was able to.
Mullins returns to the Argos.
She was able to
the first time,
find the bottom of the bucket perfectly with 6:53 to go. Penguins by four now. Nelson's in there for Hyatt now. Nelson, the first 6'4" Penguin in 8 years on the women's team. And she has been just a tremendous get for Coach Brianna Chambers. Left side, NENU goes. Three ball from Lauren Ward. Way out there, no. Ward, who just entered the game, getting her first minutes tonight, goes ahead to fire the three. And the Penguins gave her a pretty clean look. She missed it deep, 26-22, inside of 6.5. Three ball, speaking of deep, is Taki. Loose ball over in front of Notre Dame's bench. Notre Dame gets the rebound, or what was left of it, De La Cruz. Ran it down. 6:13 to go, fans. Left side, Lauren Ward. Whistles now, and they...
Fouls on one, Stephanie Carnes.
Stephanie Carnes off ball. That's her second. She's playing some pretty big defense. That's what Carnes does. And immediately, Yamauchi comes in her place. Carnes playing a little too aggressively, and the referees let her have it. 6:05 to go. Penguins by four. Oh, De La Cruz almost walked with it. Somehow she held the pivot foot. Pilar Mullins, now left side. Back over to De La Cruz. Down low, working the ball nicely. Sarah Nelson with a big block, Nelson.
Rejected by Nelson.
Nelson with a big rejection over Jennifer Jasper. Jasper at 6'1", Nelson at 6'4". 5:51 to go, fans. 26-22. Radio Dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide from Dominican University of California. Sarah Nelson now has it down low. Outside, Kayla. Danielle Yamauchi gets it out left side to Kimmy. Back to Kayla, thinking three. Kayla's got one big three ball. Kimmy on the way, missed it right. Put back, Sarah Nelson hits the side of the backboard. No. Oh, boy, she missed that by a mile. Nelson was a little bit rusty on that one. 5:15 to go. Travel called on Pilar Mullen, so the Penguins are going to get it back. That's a favor. Tess Dominguez, a 6'2" freshman out of SoCal, comes in for Notre Dame. Notre Dame, Dana Moore University in Belmont, California. 5:07 to go, fans. Here we go. 26-22, 5:04 to go. Penguins on top. Kayla, left side, Kayla. Runner, short. Mullins with a rebound. Over to Saya. Saya, no look. De La Cruz, right side. On the window, on the corner. Oh, down low, back to Saya, who then works it beautifully to Dominguez, who just overshot it. Penguins now rushing the transition work. Left side, Kayla three ball deep. Sarah Nelson had it on the down, but couldn't hold on to it. Yamauchi, no look. Right side, Taki. Yes! Takoi buries one from the right side after Yamauchi knocks one right over to her. 28-22, 4:19 to go. Pilar Mullins got it left side over to Saya. She goes to De La Cruz. Drives it in right side. Oh, it was blocked again by Sarah Nelson.
Rejection by Nelson.
Yamauchi to Taki on that last one. 4:07 to go, fans. 28-22. Coach Rutter is really yelling at the referees. Both squads are yelling at the referees a lot. Or they're getting a lot of it. And the referees now have had enough of Rutter, or so it would seem. Yep, a technical has been called on Coach Rutter. I saw it coming a mile away. And that is going to be a technical foul called on the coach. Rutter was up on his feet. He was really letting him have it. Referee was saying, quiet down, quiet down, but he wouldn't. So that puts Kimi Nakamura on the line for the Penguins. Seems like both squads have been displeased with the refereeing tonight, but I can't think of a game where the coaches weren't displeased. All coaches always are unhappy with refereeing. I think that's just the relationship. That's how it goes. If you're a ref, no coach is going to like you until the game's over, at which time they're all friends again. 30-22, fans, as the Penguins scored two freebies after the tee. 4:07 to go. Penguins by 8 now, courtesy of the technical. And possession, and that's the kicker. Left side, Kimi, three ball. Hoo! Nakamura now with a big three ball, left side. Yamauchi with the assist. Now the Penguins by 11. Saya's got it. Top of the key over to the right side. Lauren Ward with 3:35. Ward off the glass, too much glass. Taki with the rebound. Danielle's going to push. Push, push, right side. Kimi, two ball. 12 feet, yes. With 3:20 to go, Nakamura knocks it down. And all of a sudden, the Penguins pull ahead by 13. Saya throws it out of bounds. Penguin ball. We'll take a quick time out here, fans. Radio.dominican.edu. Okay, fans, we are back. 3:12 to go on Penguin Radio, broadcasting worldwide. Stuart Horn with you. Brian Sanchez will be in game two, or the second half, I should say, as well as game two. The guys are scheduled to go at 7:30 tonight. This game going pretty quickly, though. Three ball by Taki Takoi. And the fans are going nuts because all of a sudden the Penguins are way out ahead, 38-22. So Yamauchi with the assist. Takoi with a three ball. Penguins playing some big defense. Pilar Mullins gets run into by Sarah Nelson, and they call it on Nelson. Seven team fouls committed by the Penguins, only one committed by Sarah Nelson, though, and that's a good thing because the Penguins could use Nelson down the stretch always. Pilar Mullins, the 6'1" senior out of Millbrae, knocks down the first one. She'll get to go again. 38-23, fans. The clock stops at 2:50. This one is good. Taki to bring it in. She gets it to Yamauchi with a little bit of backcourt heat. 2-on-1 back there as Jenny Hiranaka was all over her. The shot goes up by Kimmy, who's been red hot all of a sudden. But she misses it deep. 2:37 to go. 38-24. Down low. Trouble. Mullins off the bottom of the backboard whistle. I think it's gonna might be on Taki. We'll see. No, another one on Sarah Nelson. So Nelson and Taki were right there under the bucket. And Nelson picks up her second in about 15 or 16 seconds of play. So Mullins will go back to the line as Hyatt gets ready to come in, and I suspect in place of Miss Nelson. Kayla's in there as well for Kimi Nakamura. And Natalie Bentz enters the game for her first minutes tonight. On the way, Mullins in and out. Tipped out by Vohr. And they're going to give the ball back to Notre Dame as Bentz apparently got the last hand on it. Now the referees in conference, they want to talk about the shot clock perhaps. They're looking up at the scoreboard and the shot clock as well. Now they've agreed on something, and here they come over to Media Row to let us know. .38-25, 2:32, and that was, they adjusted the number of fouls committed by Notre Dame to 5. As the correction's made, we are back underway. 2:25, left side, Notre Dame. Hiranaka's got it in the corner. Over to Foster. Foster spins on the pivot foot, back to Vohr. Saya top of the key. Vohr thinks about it, drives in left side. From the left wing, no. Little bit short, taken down by Danielle Yamauchi. Coming up on 2 minutes, fans, in the first half. Penguins by 13, is tied 3 minutes ago if play. The Penguins just went on a crazy run. Left side, Hyatt drifts across. Danielle with a head fake and walks with it. No question about it. Yamauchi started to go, stutter stepped, and got called. 38-25, fans, 1:52 in the first half. Notre Dame gets the ball back. Penguins now on defense as Hyatt works her way in there. And another short shot on goal by Hiranaka, short. And the foul is committed by Mullins. So the Penguins are going to get the ball back, whether the ball went or not. It didn't, but with 1:40 to go, the D's have plenty of time to put together a play. With a reset on the shot clock, three ball goes off. Oh, man, all of a sudden, Yamauchi and Nakamura are going crazy with the trays. 40-25 in the first half. 1:22. This is a gigantic PacWest rivalry. Vohr throws it indoors to Mullins. Squirts out. Loose ball. Saya comes up with it. Over to Foster. Back down low to Vohr. Vohr backs out. She's right in front of Coach Chambers. Left side. Three ball. Uh-oh. Hiranaka knocks down a big tray ball with 58 seconds to go. 40-27, that was a nice play by Notre Dame to work the ball all around the outside. Perimeter work by Notre Dame was tremendous there outside, and the three ball counted. Just inside of 57 seconds now. And Flynn will go to the line after the foul. Committed by Emily Vohr. And this one rattles around and goes down. It's one of those nights, at least so far in the first half of the Penguins, where everything that can fall does fall. 41-27, back to the line for the mighty Dominicans, is Ariana Flynn, and this one falls out. Notre Dame gets the ball. After the rebound, tipped out by one of the Penguins. I think it was Yamauchi. Regardless, the Penguins guarding the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Lindsay Foster's got it. Flynn, big-time defense as she works Hironaka right into another defender. Saya thinks three with 34 seconds to go, nine on the shot. Bohr drives in seven. Bohr on the way, fouled.
Walks with it, no foul.
30.1 seconds, and the Penguins are going to get a reset. This is serendipitous for the Penguins in the backcourt as Yamauchi brought it across. Hironaka, with her first, reaches in behind Danielle Yamauchi. And Yamauchi will go to the line now. 26.7 seconds. This one is good. Yamauchi is one of those players you don't want to give too many freebies at the line. She's just so good. She doesn't miss a lot of them. She makes both of these. 43-27, 26 seconds to go, fans, as the clock rolls. Saya brings it up. Left side, Notre Dame. Ariana Flynn playing some big defense. Very impressed with her defense tonight. Saya with a jumper, left side, rebound by Pilar Mullins. Put back, no. Hyatt with a rebound. 3 seconds, two. Penguins have 1 second. Kalar with the runner. Oh, too late. The buzzer went as they zigzagged it down the court, right into the hands of Benz. Fans, we are going to do our best to bring Brian Sanchez in the second half. 43-27, radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us. So we are ready for the second half now. Broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Also on America One. You can get to America One by going to DominicanAthletics.com. Also broadcasting on Marin Cable. Scott Calhoun and the group are here. Welcome them in the house. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine, the chair of the Communications Department. Stuart Horn and Brian Sanchez with you tonight from Media Row. 19:41 to go as the Penguins turn the ball over for the first time in the second half. Vore with the ball. She goes out to the right side to Saya. Vore now. Back and forth. Saya, oh, she walked with it on the right wing. Saya doesn't like the call. Boy, she's chewing on that mouth guard. Mumbling something. And none of it looks like she's very happy. After getting called, Penguins get the ball back. 19:20 to go. Left side after the shot by Carnes. Missed on the rebound. Pilar Mullen sticks the arm in there and bashes little old Steph Carnes around. And she's cool with it. 43-27. 19:05 to go, Saya. No look, down low to Mullins. Wants a shot, goes right side. A little bit deep off the fingertips of Lindsay Foster. Loose ball back outside to Vore. Top of the key, right side, Saya. To Vore. Again to Foster. Foster to Vore as she works down to the baseline. Now they work it down low to Mullins. Thrown away. Kayla Valentine gets in the way of it. 2-on-1. Valentine right side. Kayla heaves it indoors to Hyatt. Goes up under the bucket. Hyatt. Great court awareness there. Brian Sanchez on Hyatt to get the bucket off the glass.
Yeah, you know, Hyatt, she's been working hard inside. She's been great all year. Coming off the redshirt year.
Yeah, that was a tremendous play as she put the English on the ball. Subsequently, Saya went up to the other end in very fast transition for Notre Dame. Couldn't get it to fall, and the Penguins work it back down to the other end after the miss by Saya. So Valentine will go to the line after the second foul committed by Lindsay Foster with a play-by-play. Here is Brian Sanchez.
Thank you, Stu. As Valentine puts up the free throw, and it is no good. So the lead remains at 18 for the Lady Penguins. How about that? It's beautiful to hear that as Valentine steps in line to take her second free throw. Valentine's free throw up. Valentine's free throw no good as NDNU brings it back the other way. Ball in the hands of Hero. Foul on the play. Foul's going to be going to Lauren Hyatt. They're going to call her down low for banging into banging into Vore, who's going to be going to the free throw line. Number 50, the 6-foot senior out of San Bernardino, California. 7 to the line for her first free throw. Up and right through. Beautiful free throw there from a 6-footer, as the lead is now 17, 45-28. Vore steps to the line, second free throw. Up. No good. Hyatt pulls down the rebound, sends Carnes on her way. Carnes to Valentine. Valentine on the left wing, back to Carnes, over to Nakamura. Kimmy controlling, drives left, spins right, pulls up. Lefty runner, no good. Rebound, Nakamura fighting for it. Ball's loose. Hyatt got hands on it, and it's going to be off of her Notre Dame ball. Dominican leading 45-28, 7:51 left in the game.
The way she spun on that, B-San, under the bucket, looked like she was definitely going to chuck it off at the last second, kept it.
Crafty move inside by Nakamura, just not able to get it to fall. As the ball's in the hands of Saya for Notre Dame. She dumps it down low to Mullins. The ball's inside to Vore. Vore going up, and they're going to call a three in the key on Vore. It's going to be Dominican ball leading 45-28. 17:35 left in the game as Carnes brings it across half court for the Lady Penguins. She looks to set up the offense. Gets it to Nakamura. Nakamura to Valentine. Valentine drives, left-hand dribbler. Gets it out to Carnes. Thought about the three. Pulls it back down. Gets it to Kimmy. Kimmy to Valentine. Valentine shot no good. Rebound long. Saya's going to pull it down. Saya's going to run it back. She's going to go in on Nakamura. Pull-up jumper. No good. Rebound. Lauren Hyatt rips it down. Gives it to Carnes. Carnes looks to start a break. She is tripped from behind by Lindsay Foster. Dominican ball out of bounds.
Is it my imagination, or did Stephanie Carnes slide about 24 and a half feet across midcourt?
Yeah, and you know what? I've seen her in pregame. She practices that.
That was heads up. She could have really gotten herself hurt, but instead she was ready to do like the snow sled move, and that really worked.
Here's Nakamura on offense for the Lady Penguins. Drives in the lane, left-handed runner again, up, rimming, no up. Hyatt, rebound, she goes up, throws it off a Notre Dame player, but she was out of bounds when she jumped. It's going to be Notre Dame ball trailing 45-28. 16:51 left in the game as the ball's in the backcourt. In the hands of Hironaka, Melissa Wise set to check in for the Lady Penguins. Hironaka to Saya. Back to Hironaka for three. Good. 45-31 now, 14-point lead for Lady Penguins as Stephanie Carnes runs it right back at the Lady Argonauts.
Knock. Here a Naka.
Nakamura now gets the ball to Valentine. Valentine drives in, dumps off to Hyatt. Hyatt's going to drive. She's going to get inside. She's going to kick it back out to Coy. Thought about the three. Gets it out to Valentine. Valentine, pull-up jumper. No good. Rebound. Saya. Saya starts the break herself. Carnes on her. Number one going at number one there. Asaya dumps it inside. There's an up and under move by Mullins, and it goes through. Nice move in the post there as Coach Chambers calls a timeout for the Penguins as the lead is down to 12. 45-33, Dominican leaves. 15:57 left in this game. We'll be back when the action is here on radio.dominican.edu. We're back, folks. On radio.dominican.edu, we have live women's basketball as the Lady Penguins lead the Lady Argonauts 45-33, 15:55 left in the game as Carnes brings it back across court. Here comes Carnes. She shakes their defender, gets it down low to Wise, wide open. Her layup is no good. Rebound, Hironaka, and she runs it back. Wise has to be able to convert that shot there. Nice look inside. As the ball's in the hands of Mullins up top, she's going to give it up to Saya. Saya Hironaka. Dumps it down low. Here's Vore. Vore kicks it out, and they're going to call a pass and crash on Vore as Melissa Wise hits the deck again. It's going to be Penguin ball, leading by 12, 45-33, as we're going to hit a media timeout here.
We'll stay right here for this one. How about that? 15:30. I saw Melissa Wise come up holding that left elbow, B-San, as we welcome in all the viewers on Marin Cable. Scott Calhoun and his crew are here, including Hunter Hornstein and Kara Rosato, filming tonight. So we are happy to have those guys. This association with CM2, Marin Cable, has just been tremendous.
Absolutely, and what they're able to see tonight is some great play by the Lady Penguins. Their defense is on another level here tonight, and so much of it is Melissa Wise getting in the way of the lane, and she's just stopping people from going inside.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, the Penguin cheerleaders have taken the floor, fans, and if you would like to interact with us anytime a live broadcast is going, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger, and you do that by going to DUC Radio. That's our screen name on the AOL Instant Messenger. We are online right now, DUC Radio. So send us a message, and if you wouldn't mind, keep it clean because Brian gets them all. All right, fans, 15:30 to go. 45-33, Penguins on top. On the microphone, Brian Sanchez.
Thank you, Stu. Penguins bringing the ball back after the charging foul on Vore. Nakamura is going to get a long pass into Valentine. Valentine right in front of the broadcasting booth. She spins away, finds Nakamura wide open, thought about the three, pulls it back down, drives in, kicks it out to Valentine. Valentine, left-handed drive, right-handed finish, no good, rebound Mullins. Mullins gets it to Saya. Notre Dame brings it back down 12, 15 minutes left in the game. Here comes Saya. Saya tries to kick it out. Valentine cuts off the pass. She's able to get it to Hiranaka. Hiranaka to Saya. Saya to De La Cruz. De La Cruz shot. No good. Vore with the offensive rebound. She goes right back up with it. No good again. Monster block out by Melissa Wise. And there's a foul called on the play. The refs haven't signaled yet, and they're going to call it on Melissa Wise on that fierce box out as Sarah Nelson checks in, and she goes and grabs Taki Takoi. Melissa Wise did such a good job of boxing out there that they're going to say she pushed Mullins. As the pass goes into Vore, Vore goes up, and she's fouled by Nelson. So Vore's going to go line for two more. Dominican leading by 12, 14:55 left in the game. Vore, the 6-foot senior out of San Bernardino, California, the alumni of Redlands High School, sets up at the line. Her shot's up. Her shot's down. Lead cut to 11 now for the Lady Penguins as Danielle Yamauchi sets to check in. Vore's second free throw's up. Right through again. Yamauchi's going to check in and grab Stephanie Carnes as the lead is down to 10. Lady Penguins up 45-35, 14:55 left in the game. Inbound to Yamauchi, right back to Nakamura quick, gets it to Valentine. They broke the full court pressure with ease there as Valentine drives in herself. Her runner's up and it's good.
That was amazing work by Valentine. Actually, all of the ball control by the Penguins on that play was superb.
Great ball movement, leads to a 12-point lead, 47-35 as the shot's up by De La Cruz. It's no good. Rebound, Hiranaka comes in the back door, gets it back to De La Cruz. Vore outside. She's going to drive on Yamauchi. Her left-handed runner is up, but she took way too many steps before she let that one go. It's going to be Dominican ball headed back the other way.
She saw Sarah Nelson in her way, and there's no way to round her.
And it doesn't count because it was a travel, but Nelson sent her away, just for the record. Wise has the ball. She's going to drive in on four. She pulls up. She's going to get to Yamauchi. Yamauchi step in. Thought about the shot. Gets it out to Nakamura. Nakamura dumps it down to Nelson. Turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound, Vore. Able to box out Melissa Wise. She sends Hiranaka on her way.
That's the problem with a no-look pass. Sometimes the recipient doesn't know it's coming.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what happened with the DUs right there. Actually, Yamauchi had a clean look. She no-looked it over to Kimmy, who didn't see it was coming. That's how it ended up with the quick shot by Nelson.
Ball's going to go back Dominican's way now as Notre Dame commits another traveling violation. They've really had a problem with that here tonight.
Yeah, Coach Rutter's up on his feet again. He's not happy with the ball control or lack thereof by the Argonauts so far.
Yamauchi was able to break pressure, get right in the middle, but she tried to find Nelson, and the pass was a little errant, so it goes out of bounds. Notre Dame ball. Dominican leading 47-35, just under 14 minutes left in the game. Here comes Hiranaka, gets it to Vore. Vore looking for somebody. She's going to drive herself. She goes up, and they're going to call a blocking foul. I believe Melissa Wise is the one who hit the floor, but they're going to call it on Kimi Nakamura. So Vore is going in line for two more with the chance to bring her team within 10 here.
Man, Vore was 4-on-1, and she just decided to chance the foul and picked it up. That was heads up on Vore because she was swarmed.
Vore sets for her free throw. Shots up. Shots down. Vore for a six-footer She can shoot like a guard, and she can handle like a guard, and that's been giving Dominican some problems here in the second half.
Yeah, that's a tough combo there, especially out of your center.
Vore again from the free throw line. Free throw's good, as she is barely even touching the rim on these free throws anymore. She's really found a rhythm here.
She's a shooter.
Here comes Yamauchi back the other way. She tries to dump it into Nelson, poked away, but Nelson gets her hands back on it. Nakamura on the drive. Her runner up. Good off glass. 49-37 Dominican lead off the nice play by Kimi Nakamura. Here comes Hironaka, the 5'5 senior guard out of Sacramento, back the other way. Ooh, she shakes Yamauchi, and Yamauchi hits the floor, but Yamauchi's right back in there. Here's De La Cruz, gets it to Vore. Vore looking for help. She's going to get it out to Hironaka, back to Vore. Vore drives. Vore's got Yamauchi on her. That's a mismatch. But they try and get it into Mullins, but Mullins had Nelson on her. That's the wrong matchup. Ball's loose. Wise fighting for it. Taken back by Mullins. Nelson's able to steal the pass as Wise rips it away. And they're going to call a foul. I believe it's going to be on Melissa Wise. No, it's going to go on Saya. Wise threw the elbows around to keep possession, and they're going to call Saya for a push.
She reached in on Wise, and now she's still got the hands up. Wise Coach Rutter popped up. It happened right in front of the NDNU bench.
And he wanted to foul on Wise for throwing those elbows around, but she was just trying to clear everybody off the ball.
Yeah, you're right on both accounts.
Yamauchi tries to go in, but she's blocked easily by Mullins.
That was a rejection and a half.
And here's Hironaka back the other way. Saya to Hironaka. Gets it to Vore. Vore's got Nakamura on her as they try and switch. They're playing a zone here, the Lady Penguins are. Ball's in the hands of the guard, Saya. She tries to dumb down to Mullins. She gets it in there. Out to De La Cruz. Her shot's up. Her shot's no good. Rebound loose. Saya's going to pull it down. Saya's going to drive in, pull it back, get it to Vore. Vore's the center, but they run the offense through her. She's got the ball at the point. Gets it to Saya, dump it down to Mullins, poked away by Nelson. Valentine tries to run with it, but it's re-stolen as De La Cruz gets her hands on it. Shot no good. De La Cruz rebound. Shot blocked. Whistle. And they're going to call a foul.
This whistle came from mid-court, too. So far away from the area of play. And they're going to call it on Nelson after all that.
Yep. It came from out at half court, as Stu mentioned. And they're going to call it on Sarah Nelson. Tough to see in there. I didn't see much of a push, but they're going to give it to Nelson, send De La Cruz to the line. De La Cruz free throw up. De La Cruz free throw no good as the lead remains 49-37 as Hyatt checks in. Sarah Nelson checks out. De La Cruz at the line, set for her second free throw. Shots up. Shots good. 49-38. Lady Penguins lead by 11. 12 minutes left in the game. Kayla Valentine driving in. She kicks it out to Yamauchi. Yamauchi working on De La Cruz. The spin move gets her open. She dishes it to Valentine. Valentine pull-up jumper. No good. Rebound Wise. Easy putback. Melissa Wise with the effort play. 51-38. The Lady Penguins lead by 13.
Boy, has Wise learned to play put back ball, you know?
De La Cruz three, air ball. Valentine pulls it down. She's going to start a break. She's got Melissa Wise. She's going to go in herself. Her runner's up. No good. Rebound, Vore.
Oh, Wise took one in the chin there. Oh, boy.
Vore bringing it back the other way. Gets it to Hironaka. Hironaka thought about the three. She's going to get it inside to Saya. Saya, jump shot. No good. Foul called, Melissa Wise. She got some ball, but there's a lot of body bumping. Their hips bumped, and it is going to be on Melissa Wise as we got mass substitution coming after the media timeout here.
Wow. 11:14 to go, fans. Brian and I will be back in 30 seconds. Radio.dominican.edu.
We're back, fans, with Lady Penguins basketball here on Radio.dominican.edu. Brian Sanchez here along with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn, as the Lady Penguins lead 51-38. 11:14 left in the game as Saya set at the line for her free throws for Notre Dame. First one up, first one down. 51-39 now the lead for Dominican. Dominican needs to watch the fouls as they're starting to get up there. They have six.
Nobody's comfortable yet. Not at all.
Second free throw up, no good. Taki Tokoi, who's back in the game, gets the rebound. Tokoi back in with Flynn, Carnes, Nakamura, and Hyatt. Carnes has the ball now. She drives. There's Kimmy, left wing, running the offense. Flynn cut, finds the cutting Flynn, goes up for the layup, and she's fouled as she hits the deck. Ariana Flynn, the freshman, going to the line for two.
Well, I love the way she moved it back and forth there and was able to draw the foul. If she couldn't get the shot off, she's going to get one or the other. Either a shot at it or a couple from the line.
Flynn's free throw up.
That's a veteran heads-up play there.
Flynn's free throw is good, 52-39, as it's nice to see Ariana Flynn work off the ball, get a cut, and get rewarded with the ball.
Yeah, you're right. You know, the more I see Flynn's game, the more I like the way she sets up and the way she plays.
Flynn nails the second free throw, 53-39 the lead.
They're very steady, very consistent player.
And she's stepping up the defense lately. Here's De La Cruz to Saya. Saya to Hiranaka in the corner, thought about the three, pulls it down. She drives, dumps it down to Vohr. Ball's on the court. Hyatt and Vohr fighting for it. They're going to call a dual possession, and it's going Dominican's way. 10:41 left in the game. Dominican leading by 14, and they have the ball. Nakamura looking for someone. Carnes able to shake free. Carnes with a little behind-the-back move. She likes to show off how well she can handle. She spins, almost stolen, gets it inside to Hyatt. Hyatt drives, and they're going to call a foul on Mullins. Are they going to call it before the shot, or are they going to give her the free throws? They're going to call that on the drive. So it is going to be Dominican ball under the hoop.
I am so surprised at the ball work by Steph Carnes. He said she was bringing it up, and she likes to show off, and then she almost had it stripped, but she got it, found Hyatt low. That was an amazing play.
Takoy tries to find Hyatt herself, but it's taken by Saya. Saya is going to bring it back, get it to Vohr. Vohr left wing. Ooh, she pulled up like she wanted the jumper, but she thinks better. Ball down low with Mullins. Gets it out to Saya. Saya, right wing, jumper, good.
Holy cow, that was a line drive. That was NBA looking right there. Or WNBA, as the case may be.
53-41, Lady Penguins lead by 12. Three from Flynn. No good, rebound to Coy. Right back up with it. No good, rebound, loose. Notre Dame pulls it down. Here comes Saya back the other way. She's working on Nakamura. She finds De La Cruz. De La Cruz to Vohr. Vohr is going to drive. Ooh, she had Carnes on her, but she didn't take her inside. Three ball from Notre Dame. No good. Rebound loose. Takoy lets it fall out of bounds, and it's going to be Dominican ball. Smart play there by Taki.
That was good. She ran it out of bounds. And just in case any of the Notre Dames were going to come running in behind her and try and knock it back inbounds, she sort of blocked the way and let the ball go out of bounds into the Notre Dame bench.
9:30 left in the game. Lady Penguins lead by 12. Nakamura with the ball. She's working on Perry Smith. She drives in. Pull-up jumper. No good. Rebound Mullins. Here comes Notre Dame back the other way. Ball's in the hands of Saya. Saya with a crossover move. Carnes is not fooled. Carnes plays that harassing defense, and I think Saya is getting annoyed with it. She's showing signs of frustration. She gets it off to Perry Smith.
That's a good point. Mike Wells used to say the small point guards are the hardest ones to work against when they're on defense.
Because here's Vohr.
Just like Carnes as the travel. But just like Carnes, she's just so annoying to the offensive players, especially as they're bringing it across, which is exactly what you want out of your defensive Carnes. She does such a good job of just staying in the way and pestering the offense.
Stu mentioned it. Vohr traveled again on the drive. So it's going back Dominican's way, leading by 12. 8:50 left in the game as Jasmine Green set to check in for the Lady Penguins. Ball's in the hands of Yamauchi. She drives, step back, gives it to Valentine. She's going to work on Vohr. She tries a crossover, not able to get around. Takoy in the corner. She's going to drive, pull up, jumper, good. Taki Takoy gives the Penguins a 14-point lead now, 55-41, 8:30.
What a sweet buckler out of Takoy that was. Just, she was so patient, methodically went up with it, and from 12 and a half feet, knocks it down. After a big jump, she had a good 2-foot vertical move before she let the ball go.
Vohr tried to go in on Flynn. Flynn stops her but commits a foul on the play. Jasmine Green checking in. Jasmine Green is going to grab Lauren Hyatt as Vohr is going to go line. Vohr has 10 points tonight, 6 of them at the free throw line.
That's surprisingly low, actually, from the field.
Here comes Vohr.
She's such a presence.
Free throw is good. So if you could keep her off the line, you might be able to take her out of this game.
That's right.
Since most of her points have come from the charity stripe.
That's exactly right.
55-42 now the lead after Vore makes the first free throw. Second one's up. And it's also good. Doesn't even bother hitting the rim on that one. 55-43.
Has she hit the rim yet from the line? All night? I don't think so. Maybe once. The rest of them have been perfect.
You know, she's taken so many free throws that you could forget if it was one of the early ones. Here comes Yamauchi. Yamauchi, the freshman, gives it to Valentine. Valentine looking for help. She gets it to Takoi. Takoi on Mullins. She pumps, fakes, gets it out to Valentine. Valentine to Yamauchi. Yamauchi goes in. Euro step. Shot's no good. Foul on the play. It looks like it was Mullins. No, they're going to call it on Saya. That's four on Natalie Saya.
That's big. With 8:06 to go, that could become an issue for Notre Dame because Saya's been in a lot of minutes tonight, if not all of them. She's only sat one time in the first half.
Yamauchi sinks the first free throw.
Argonauts are going to need her if they expect to do anything. If they're going to mount a charge, the Penguins are by 13 now. And Saya's back to the bench.
Hiranaka checks in for her. As the 5'7 point guard, Saya has to take a seat with four fouls. Yamauchi, the freshman, sinks the second free throw. Lead now 14, 57-43. Lady Penguins, 8 minutes left in the game. Notre Dame driving, tries to get an entry pass inside, but it was cut off by Taki Takoi, and it just sails out of bounds. Dominican ball. We've had a media timeout now with the Lady Penguins leading 57-43.
Stay right here with 7:53. That, you are exactly right. As we go to the media timeout and say hello to everybody watching on Channel 30 in Marin Cable. But Taki Takoi on the lead pass there toward the end line, Taki got in the way of it, blocked the offender from getting to the ball on the runner. That was heads-up defense.
Yeah, and we've been seeing that all night from the Lady Penguins. They have 57 points, which is very good. But they hold their opponent to 43, and if they would just limit the attempts from the line, they would be much lower, as the Lady Penguins have played defense tonight that I have not seen all season.
You know, you said something interesting before when you were getting to Vore's statistics. She's now 8 on the line, 8 of her 12 points so far scored from the free throw line, and I think the Penguins have done a good job to keep Vore off of the field and keep her from scoring from the field if she's only scored 4 so far. Now if they could just get away from fouling her, although she seems to be a part of every play, the Penguins would really be in the driver's seat. Although the DU's right now, with less than 8 minutes to go, up by 14, not a terrible place to be.
So many times that Vore started a drive on the offensive end, she's been called for either an offensive foul or a travel. That's negated a lot of the points that she would have been able to get.
So. All right, fans, we are back. 57-43, 7:53 to go. Penguins will have the ball in the backcourt as Ariana Flynn. She gets it inbounds to Danielle Yamauchi. Penguins 57-43, Argos. Danielle right side. Green's in there along with Kayla Valentine, Yamauchi, Taki Takoi, and the runner on the left side, but right-handed by Kayla. So she was off balance, and it came off the iron on the left side. Out off the end line, Notre Dame inbounds. Clock rolls at 7:35. Clock is stuck. The clock is not rolling, Brian. The game is going, but the clock has not moved yet.
Someone's going to have to notice that pretty soon.
The clock should have started rolling. It should be at about 7:28. Now they have to stop it. And they do stop it at 7:28. Okay, I think that's accurate. So the ball came in bounds, Brian. And the entire play was unfolding, and the clock was stopped. But now we've got it straightened out. Uh-oh.
The officials over at the scores table getting everything straightened out.
57-43. Both teams, Brian, have committed 7 fouls against the other. So pretty aggressive with 7 minutes and 25 seconds to go, or something like that. There we go. Now the clock rolls, the ball is in play, and everything is well again. As the Penguins get ready to bring in 3, a loose ball whistles as Pilar Mullins went up with it. 3-second violation called against the Argonauts. 7:14 to go. They blow the horn. They're going to bring in Carnes, Wise, and Nakamura in place of Yamauchi, Jasmine Green, and Ariana Flynn. So in the backcourt, Wise throws it in to Carnes and then back over to Melissa Wise, the veteran. Coming up on 7 minutes, fans. Right wing, they go to Takoi. Ooh, Takoi. Takoi is really stretching out there like she was accepting a pass at first base. But she's able to get it off to Kayla Valentine. And with a 9-foot jumper from the left side, Valentine converts. That's nice. Into the hands of Foster, uncontested. Can't get the shot to go. Pilar Mullins with a rebound. They kick it out right side, 3-ball here, knock it now. Air ball, and the Penguin fans let her have it, as is the custom at any collegiate game, or professional for that matter. 59-43, 6.5 to go. Steph Carnes. Carnes 5-on-1, and she's the one. And at 5-1, she's not going to do anything with it. She backs back out, left side now, Kimmy. Backs up. Carnes wants to shoot the three. She's up against Hironaka. Wise 2-ball deep. Very long range 2-ball there by Melissa Wise. 61-43. 6:05 to go. And the Penguins are on defense. And DNU bringing it up. Carnes now steals it away, but it goes out of bounds. Carnes got in the way of that. Good hustle. As the pass was intended for Janie Hironaka. Hironaka out of Sacramento, went to McClatchy High School. The alma mater of yours truly. 61-43. 5:56, fans. Now out of bounds as Wise runs it out with 5:54. 61-43. Vora gets ready to come back into the game at the next break.
Vora returns for the Argos.
Vora returns, and for the radio crew, Brian returns.
Thank you, Stu. Nakamura looks to get it in. She gets it to Wise. Wise is going to get it back up. Coach West really wants Wise pushing the pace, and there she goes. She takes off running, and her running jumper is up. No good, but there's a foul on the play as Wise is going to go line for two. That foul's going to be on Vor. That's three fouls on Vor as Wise steps to the line for two free throws. Dominican leading 61-43. 5:46 left in the game. Wise's free throw's up, and it's good right through. 62-43 now.
Well, no matter what sport it is, when the Penguins and the Argonauts get together, it's nutty. These teams, big-time rivalry.
Wise free throw up. And good. Rattled around, bounced up, but goes down. Here's Vor. She doesn't want to bring it up herself. Penguins pick up full court pressure, even with the big lead, and they're able to get it away. Taki Takoi strips it. Goes on her back, gets it to Carnes. Carnes is going to drive in, kick it out to Valentine. Valentine to Wise, and she'll slow it down.
Wow, ultimately that was all Takoi. Broke it up, and the Penguins get the ball back. That's great hustle.
Great hustle from the senior guard as Nakamura puts up the three. No good. Rebound loose. Notre Dame pulls it down.
Boy, Nakamura trying to put the nail in the thing. The Penguins with a 20-point lead coming up on 5 minutes.
Foster runs it all the way back, but she crashes into Melissa Wise before she passes it off. That's an offensive foul. It's going back the other way. Dominican
Wise,
ball.
Wise is very slow to get up, Brian.
She hit the floor a lot.
She was lying there for a second. I thought she had hit her head, but I think she was just taking a quick rest. A quick little nap.
She's limping a little now. Might have banged knees on the play.
I'd be surprised if they leave her in. No, they're going to leave her in. That Wise is tough.
Nakamura set to check in, gets it into Wise. As soon as she gets that ball in her hand, she's good to go.
Yeah, you're right.
She's coming back the other way.
You would never know she was just hurt on the previous sequence.
Working on Vor. Oh, she wanted to put one up on Vor, but she thinks wiser. Gets it to Valentine. Valentine to Carnes. Carnes spin move, gets right inside.
Up.
Tries to go up. Can't do anything with it. Gets it out. Nakamura to Takoi to Valentine. Valentine drive. Her runner's up. No good. Foul on the play. That's 9 team fouls now on the Lady Argonauts.
I got to give the Penguins props. They're really, they've managed to draw the foul when they can't get the shot off cleanly.
Foul was on Hillary Perry Smith, the 5'10 sophomore out of Sacramento, California, as Valentine steps to the line for two free ones.
First minutes for Perry Smith. Granite Bay High School, that is That's up there by Folsom Lake.
There's a little sweat spot on the floor they're going to have wiped up by the PacWest crew.
I wonder what the training regimen is like for the squeegee.
It's intensive.
It's a 3 or 4 week program, I hear.
Yeah.
I hear it's very hard to graduate from.
Like the Navy SEALs. They lose a lot of people along the way, but, you know, if you make it, you got a dry floor of the Conlon Center, and that's what we need.
They're going to bring in the recruits
here. Uh-oh. Holy cow, they've got the spray bottles out.
They're bringing in the big guns here at Conlon Center
tonight.
They're
not kidding now. I don't know what that means.
Hey, you said it, Stu. When Notre Dame comes in the building, things get a little crazy.
Things are weird.
Even trying to clean up the floor, things get a little crazy
when
Notre Dame's in.
Everything changes when Notre Dame gets here, right? They can't just come out with a squeegee. They have to bring the spray bottles, and I don't know what that's about.
What I do know is that Natalie Saya has checked back in, the 5'7 junior out of Morro Bay, California, and she has 4 fouls. Her next one, and she is done for the night. I'd like to see the Lady Penguins give the ball to whoever she's guarding and attack her to try and get her out of this game.
That would not be a bad strategy. Saya has been a thorn in the side of the Penguins tonight, although you wouldn't know by the score, but Saya has been a force to be reckoned with all night long. And if the Penguins can somehow get Saya to foul out, well, I'm sure that if the situation was reversed, the Argonauts would be thinking the exact same way.
As Valentine steps to the free throw now as we're ready for play.
For instance, here's Valentine as she misses the first one. If Valentine had 4 on her, I guarantee you Coach Rutter would be saying the same thing. Because Valentine has been such a tough player against the Argonauts tonight.
Valentine misses the first free throw, second one. Also missed. Rebound. Loose to Coy. Tips it up to herself, and she pulls it down. Here comes Carnes. Carnes on 4. Size mismatches. She finds Nakamura wide open for 3. Pulls it down. Drives. Gives it to Valentine. Valentine to Coy. Coy has Sai on her, and Sai is playing way off the ball. She doesn't want that foul. As Valentine goes in, she's bumped. No call. No basket. Ball's going back the other way. Ball's in the hands of Foster. Foster to Saya.
Tell you what, B, the hook shot has come into play this season like no other season I can remember out of the Penguins.
They like it in the lane. Here comes Perry Smith. Gets it to Saya. Carnes is all up in Saya's grill. And they're going to call the foul on Carnes. I like the defense from Carnes, though. Saya was getting annoyed with the pesky defense of Carnes. And if you can get her to throw a little elbow or push off, you get her out of the game.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Carnes has 3 on her.
Here comes Saya. She's going to get shots from the line. It's a 1-and-1 situation, so her free throw is up, and it's good.
The Penguins have a couple of very pesky players, but at the top of that pyramid is Steph Carnes for sure.
No doubt. And she enjoys what she does in harassing other teams' point guards.
Yeah, it's got to be a pleasure. It's a pleasure to watch her do it.
63-44, Lady Penguins lead. Saya's second free throw up. And it's down, 63-45, 4:12 left in the game.
She's walking on eggshells, fans.
Valentine has the ball. She's going to run it back at Vore. She's going to go inside. Bump, shot, no good. Rebound, Vore. Chambers wanted a foul on the play.
She really had no business taking that shot, trying to get over the top of Vore.
A little out of control, especially with this going in on a 6-footer. Saya with the ball. Takoy's taking her turn on Saya now. Saya tries to pass it. Nobody there. Notre Dame able to get it there. Get it to Vore for the jump shot. Rattles around good. 63-47 the lead now for the Lady Penguins. 3:40 left in the game. Ball in the hands of Carnes. Gets it to Valentine. Valentine to Wise in the corner. Back out to Valentine. She's going to set up the offense. They look to grind this clock down. Nakamura has it. Here's Wise. Cuts back up. She's got Vore on her. She's got the dribble. She's going to go in on Vore. Pull-up jumper. No good. Rebound. Notre Dame.
That
was Foster.
That came off a back iron 6 or 7 feet above the rim on the bounce.
Nearly missed there for Wise. As Hironaka brings it back on Carnes. And they're going to call Carnes for another block, and that's 4 on Stephanie Carnes now. As we hit a media timeout with the Lady Penguins up 63-47. There's 3:04 left in the game. Stephanie Carnes just picked up foul number 4. We'll be back when the action is here on radio.dominican.edu. We're back with live Lady Penguin basketball as your Dominican Lady Penguins lead 63-47.
Are they mine? Is that what you mean?
They are all yours, Stuart Horn.
I like it.
Shots up. Here, knock on the free throw. It's good. 63-48, Dominican.
I like having my own personal basketball team. Well, you said they're yours. That's great.
And you have to be proud of their play tonight. Up 15. 3:04 left in this game as they look to close this one out. Hiranaka's free throw up. No good. Rebound wise, she rips it down.
Lady Penguins with the rebound.
Gets it to Yamauchi. I might regret that one. Here's Yamauchi to Nakamura. Nakamura on the drive. Gets it to Valentine. Valentine's on Seiya, but they continued not to drive in on her. Here's Yamauchi with 10 left on the clock. Her layup at 8 is no good, but they're going to call a foul. She's going to get a bailout on the play, and they're going to call that one on Foster. And that's 5 on Foster, so that's going to do it for Lindsay Foster, the 5'10 sophomore out of Gilroy, California, here tonight.
Penguin fans are kind of happy. Foster's been tough.
2:41 left.
Just in the event the Argonauts were thinking about mounting some sort of a crazy charge with 2:41 and a 15-point disadvantage. Foster's gone, and Saya's sitting on 4. Sitting on a 4-pack is kind of tough when you're the point guard.
Lauren Ward checks in for Notre Dame.
That makes Saya's position out on the floor that much more important now with Foster out.
As another starter down, Yamauchi nails the first free throw.
Yamauchi has been so good this year. She started off good. She's only gotten better as the season's progressed.
Just a freshman, the diaper dandy, misses the second free throw. Hyatt pulls it down. Ball's loose. Yamauchi gets it. Yamauchi controls. 2:35 left in the game. 16-point lead for the Lady Penguins. Melissa Wise with the ball. She's looking to drive. She'll give it to Yamauchi. Yamauchi on Saya.
Hopefully the Penguins will use a little more of the clock now as we get closer to 2 minutes.
Here's Valentine. She drives in, pulls up. She goes. It looked like a travel, and it is going to be a travel. She had the little LeBron James grab step, and that doesn't work unless you're LeBron James. 64-48 the lead for Dominican.
The throw hop works well from shortstop to first base, but not here.
Here comes the Argonauts. 2:05 left in the game. 64-48 the Lady Penguins lead it. Melissa Wise playing swarming defense on Ward. She dumps it off to Vohr, and wouldn't you know it, Vohr with another traveling violation. 64-48, the Lady Penguins lead. Just under 2 minutes left in this game, 1:57 to be exact, as Yamauchi runs it back. Here comes Yamauchi. She's directing the offense as the diaper dandy starts to take over. Here's Nakamura to Valentine to Yamauchi.
Did you mention the double bonus? The double bonus.
7 seconds left in the shot clock. Wise goes up. She's blocked as Notre Dame pulls down the ball, trailing 64-48, just under 1:30 left. Lady Penguins now in the double bonus. Lady Argonauts one foul away from getting there themselves.
Up.
Oh, Hiranaka tries to pass it to Perry Smith, who wasn't paying attention. The ball goes right off of her arm. Out of bounds, Lady Penguins ball.
Perry Smith went up to Hiranaka there, out on the right, left wing, and the pass came right back to her. She looked away. And the Penguins get it again? That's a break.
Taki Takoi checks in for Kimi Nakamura. Here's Valentine, left wing. Right wing, Yamauchi. She's looking to set up the offense. She goes left. She kicks it out to Valentine in the corner. She's going to pump fake, drive, and get called for the travel herself.
1 minute to go, fans. And by the way, every Sunday night, Brian, you can watch Dominican basketball on Channel 30, starting at 6 p.m. Women always at 6, guys always at 8. Tomorrow night is no exception. Check it out, Channel 30, every Sunday night.
Here comes Notre Dame. Whistle blows on the play with 52 seconds left. Dominican leading 64-48.
Don't forget, fans, the men are coming up next. We'll have a very short break in between games as the referees are in conference. The guys are going to tip it off scheduled at 7:30. We should be just about on time. The Penguin women, Brian, have one win in conference. Notre Dame women with two. And with 52 seconds to go, there's no question the Penguin women are going to win this one. There's no way Notre Dame can come back. In the history of basketball, it's never happened. And the D's have their second conference win. What makes it special is it's Notre Dame. Take it.
Here comes Hyatt, who rips the ball away from Vore down low. 45 seconds left. 64-48 the lead as Melissa Wise walks the ball up the court. Lady Penguins content to use as much clock as possible with 35 seconds left. Wise still dribbling around half court with 30 seconds left. 12 seconds left on the shot clock as she drives in. She finds Hyatt. Hyatt jumper. Good. 66-48 the lead. 25 wow. seconds left.
Is that rubbing it in or not?
Hey, you know what? When you got one conference win, you like to open up the playbook a little bit, get some more points at the end.
And the shot clock could run out.
15 seconds left in the game. Shot clocks are off. Hiranaka three. No good. Rebound. Hyatt. 9 seconds left. Yamauchi with the ball with six, leading 66-48 at 4, 3, 2, 1. Here's the buzzer, and that'll do it. Lady Penguins win this one 66-48. Second conference win of the season as they played their hearts out for this one. Men are coming up next. Scheduled tip-off for 7:30. Lady Penguins win again, 66-48. I'm Brian Sanchez for Stuart Horn. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. Be sure to stay tuned for the men's game at 7:30 here on radio.dominican.edu.